Charleston, everybody, Charleston. While Willie the Lion Smith mauls those 88s, Charleston, what's your head connection with the Charleston? Well, you know it. It's all about the 20s, the 1920s, flappers, prohibition, and jazz. Yeah, jazz. The 20s was when jazz made it into the mainstream, made it onto the charts. 1920s Chartbusters, that's what the show is all about today. A 1920s hit parade, sometimes with the original version, but more often covers in a style that won't jar you out of the past. Hey, hi, it's Bill Wood, the jazz guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the number one song from 1920 to 1929. Al Jolson was the man. Swanee was the song.
Thank you. Mademoiselle is Bobatzelle. Yet the design Mamposotuzelle. Oh, Bobatzelle. Mapatotis Baden. Yes, Baden. Yes, Bosan. Mapatozelle. Oh, yes, I know.
At the top of the spot, Soprano Summit. Bob Wilbur, soprano saxophone. Kenny DeVerne, clarinet. With Swanee, the song that George Gershwin wrote and Al Jolson made into the most popular song of the 1920s. Supporting Bob and Kenny were Mark Shane, piano, Bucky Pizzarelli, guitar, Frank Tate, bass, and Hal Smith, drums. Number one was closely followed by, you guessed it, number two in the 20s top 40. West End Blues. Louis Armstrong reprising his 1926 hit in 1955 on a European tour, subsidized by the State Department, along with Trummy Young, trombone, Edmund Hall, clarinet, Billy Kyle, piano, Arvel Shaw, bass, and Barrett Deems, drums, and just now, Gershwin again, number three, Rhapsody in Blue, performed here by Gordon Goodwin's 20-man Big Fat Band. Soloists were Sal Lozano, clarinet, Jeff Driscoll, tenor sax, Andy Martin, trombone, and Wayne Bergeron, trumpet. A 20s hit parade on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online.
VOV programming support is provided by Quartermaster Cottage, where the harbor view showcases each season from the front deck. The spacious interior is always bright, and the location offers access to island activities as well as relaxing walks on the beach. They're open year-round. Find them on the web at quartermastercottage.com.
Ellis Cedar has earned a reputation for delivering the finest cedar products available. They are selective, friendly, and they understand customers' needs. With a large inventory, Ellis Cedar supplies custom and specified orders on time, and in-house manufacturing ensures exceptional quality. Located on Vashon Island in the heart of the Puget Sound, Ellis Cedar delivers top-quality Western Red Cedar worldwide.
Thank you. far away, flag of Fieldy. If I'm feeling tomorrow, flag of Fieldy. Get my big leg woman and make my getaway. If you don't like my peaches, baby, don't you shake my tree. If you don't like my peaches, baby, don't you shake my tree. You just stay out of my table, let my peaches be. St. Louis woman, she loves a diamond ring. Oh, she leads that man around by apron string. How they love it, how they crave it. Wasn't for the bottle in the stoop, but hell. Mean that gal I love couldn't go nowhere. You're the reason why. Cause I've got 99 women, only need one more. Got 99 women, only need one more. Find that bow-legged woman, now let that 99 go. My granddad so. What makes my grandma love my granddad so? He's got that same old job at 98 years ago. Yes, I've got St. Louis blues. 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 Just as blue as I can be.
Thank you.
the top of the spot, the composer Fats Waller on piano with his number 4 hit, Ain't Misbehavin'. The singer and guitar player Lonnie Johnson was next with the St. Louis Blues, which Bessie Smith took all the way to number 8 in 1925. Lonnie had his lifetime buddy Elmer Snowden help him out on acoustic guitar, and Wendell Marshall was the bass player. And just now we heard Old Man River, popularized by Paul Robeson, who sang it in the 1927 musical Showboat. This description of the Big Muddy comes from Eddie Condon and his band, while Bill Davison trumpet, Cutty Cutshall trombone, Edmund Hall again on clarinet, Gene Schrader piano, Walter Page bass, and George Wetling drums. Eddie's function was to organize and lead the session and on occasion join in with his 4-string guitar. And now a break in the festivities by the man who always puts them back together again, Mr. Michael Golan Johnson.
You are listening to Chartbusters of the 20s on The Jazz Guy on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon, the island in Puget Sound, Washington, where our low-power signal originates. Our online signal, however, at voiceofashon.org is just as loud as everyone else. So, Bill, in the 20s, jazz was actually in the top 40.
A lot of it, yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it was new, it was exciting, and you know what? It was fun.
I'll bet you wish you had been there.
Not really, I'd be dead.
Maybe not. Maybe only 93.
Thank you.
The terrific singer you just heard was Susan Osborne, known for her association with the Paul Winter Organization. She sang Sonny Boy, which Al Jolson took to number 13 in 1928. Making Whoopi at the top of the spot, number 10, thanks to the efforts of the comedian Eddie Cantor, and played here by Art Tatum piano and Buddy DeFranco clarinet, with Red Calendar bass and Bill Douglas drums. And the music in the middle, Crazy Blues, number 11 in 1920, and totally owned by Mamie Smith. The band that just played it belonged to Yank Lawson trumpet, Cuddy Cutsall trombone, Bill Stegmeyer clarinet, Dave McKenna piano, Clancy Hayes banjo, Bob Haggart bass, and O.C. Johnson was on the drums.
Thank you.
Top of the Spot, My Blue Heaven, played by Artie Shaw and the Gramercy Five. Artie on clarinet, Johnny Guarnieri harpsichord, Al Hendrickson guitar, Judd Dinard bass, and Nick Fatul drums. Paul Whiteman had a hand in taking the song to number 12 in 1927. Next, clarinetist Edmund Hall, all over the show today. Here, stepping out to solo on Dardanella, written in 1919 and making its way to number 14, thanks to the efforts of band leader Ben Selvin. And just now, a little guitar heaven. Herb Ellis, solo guitar, Freddie Green, rhythm guitar, with Ross Tompkins, piano, Ray Brown, bass, and Jake Hanna, drums. They played It Had to Be You, taken to number 15 in 1927 by the guy that wrote it, Isom Jones. A trip through the 20s on The Jazz Guy, on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, Washington, and voiceofvashon.org online.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
This portion of VOV programming is brought to you by Glass Bottle Creamery, your source for small batch island-made ice cream and frozen desserts, and now arcade games. Find them on the web at glassbottlecreamery.com.
I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too.
Downhearted Blues, sung by Bessie Smith, who took it all by herself to number 19 in 1923. Vacating the premises with Black and Tan Fantasy, a Duke Ellington chartbuster at number 21 in the 20s. Earl Hines sitting in for Duke with a big band, including guys like Cat Anderson trumpet, Russell Procopi alto sax, and Pee Wee Russell clarinet. You are listening to the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP Vashon, and voiceofvashon.org online. And this is Bill Wood, the Jazz Guy. So long, thanks for listening. Stay committed, stay positive, and above all, stay cool, everybody. Ha ha ha.